The total number of jobs in Anchorage will continue to fall throughout 2010. That was the assessment of state labor economist Neil Fried at his annual luncheon presentation to the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce yesterday. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Asked when he thought Anchorage would emerge from the current recession, Fried said it's a prediction complicated by terminology.
The nation defines a recession with using gross national product. Well, we don't have those kind of numbers, so it's hard. I mean, I would not be surprised if our employment turned positive in 2011. There are people here that believe it's going to turn positive this year. And it's not just Northern Economics that predicted that. There are others. Moody's predicted that as well.
Last week at its annual January employment forecast, the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation report also said a mild increase in job creation could occur late in 2010. Fried's description of where Anchorage jobs are likely to arise and disappear in 2010 did not veer greatly from other recently released forecasts. Fried predicts an overall Anchorage job loss of 0.7%. That's about 1,100 local jobs. The state economist pointed to a couple key features.
How sort of consistent it is and how few sectors are expected to grow in 2010. The other sort of significant thing is we don't see any huge losses either. You know, they're small, but they kind of add up, but don't add up to a huge number. Healthcare just sticks out there like a sore thumb. It just keeps on growing. It's amazing. And we're still behind the national curve, so we still have room to grow, and it's growing nationally as well.
The State Labor Department Anchorage 2010 forecast showed only two areas posting job increases, healthcare with 600 and government at 200. Fried noted that at least four 2010 economic forecasts had already taken place in the city. Given that well-tilled ground, he opted for dwelling on Anchorage's changing demographics. One of the most dramatic, he said, occurred recently and seems to be lessening a long-standing complaint among Anchorage employers.
A year and a couple months ago, the biggest problem employers had was finding people. And that cut across the board of all skill levels. Well, you don't hear that anymore. That's how quickly it changed. And it's not only because the number of jobs has declined some in here, but it's also because of the moderate influx of people coming to Alaska with all different skill sets.
2009 was marked by more people moving to Anchorage than leaving by nearly 3,200. That's the biggest influx for well over a decade. Fried also noted important to business plans and marketing is the city's population profile. Anchorage is becoming more diverse, as indicated by student enrollment, and the city has more young people at 32% than the national average, a trend continuing through 44-year-olds.
The Gen Ys, we have a few more of those, and the Gen Xs, we have more of those, and that makes me feel really good. Because, you know, everyone talks about the brain drain, we're losing our youth. Well, we have more of those pesky youth than the nation does as a whole.
Although it's the smallest sector at 10%, the over 60 group is also the fastest growing, with more and more older Anchorage folks opting to stay rather than moving south at retirement. In 1970, the median age in Anchorage was 23. In 2008, it was 33. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.